right. Good morning, badass mofos. So check this out. Right after gratitude. Okay, we're talking about how to be more effective, more efficient in your life, how to get the shit done, how to implement, right? Okay. So if you're just picking up this podcast episode now, you're like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Okay, we've done, I don't know, damn near 300 episodes where we would interview people and stuff like that. And we recently changed the format to help you implement more. So go back a couple days and listen to our first episode where I explain why we made the change in the format and stuff. So today we're talking about first section here, we're going to talk about the Contractor Fight Planner. You can go to contractorfight.com/plan and get one, or just to print off a daily page and use it. Okay. It's free over there for you. So guys, the next section of the planner on the left side, we're still working our mindset, is I am statements. And I am statements are incredibly powerful. Okay. And I'm going to give you a couple examples, but I'm going to dig in a little bit of why, to me, this is important. Now, listen, I know there are a lot of brain doctor guys out there and, you know, the Tony Robbins and the Wayne Dyers of the world and, you know, a bunch of people that understand this at a level way more than I do. But the good news is I rarely overcomplicate shit that works. I just know it works. So I fucking do it. Okay. So one of the key things, and I don't know who said this. I wish I could remember who said it, but they said something to the extent of I am is one of the most powerful things we can do or things that we can say, because whatever follows that, it starts the creation of it. So think about that. If you keep telling yourself, I am not organized, you're just creating more fucking disorganization and lack of discipline in your life. Versus if you write down, I am becoming a highly disciplined and organized person, you've started the creation of it. All right. One of the things that I write down pretty much damn near every day is I am a magnet for money and success. That's one of my things. And a couple of other my things, I'm going to keep private here, but I'm very specific on what those things are. And they're things that I have control over. Like, I don't go, I am God or I am an astronaut. For God's sake, I'm fucking 50 years old. I'm not going to be an astronaut, right? But these are things that I want to work at in my character. What type of guy do I want to become? Who do I want to be? When I transport myself, I hit the hyperspace button and I go into the future a year, a week, 8 years, 10 years, I have a picture of who the fuck I want to be. And that's who I'm describing in my I am statements. All right. So here's why I think whatever follows I am starts the creation of it. There's this thing called the reticular activating system, the RAS. And it basically goes like this. Here's the Reber version. Whatever you tell your fucking brain is important to you, it's going to find more of it. So that's a challenge here for your efficiency and effectiveness task here today, is take some time and start writing down some I am statements. And just like I do with gratitude, guys, I recite it a few times and I get that in there. I get myself, I get my ears actually hearing my voice say it. And then what's cool is you start catching yourself. A lot of you guys, I know, I'm not good with numbers. I'm not good with numbers. Okay, well, what if you flipped it and you wrote that down every day? I am becoming a master of the numbers of my business. I'm becoming a master of the numbers of my business. You are going to now start checking yourself when you start going down the negative road, and you're going to look for opportunities to grow in that area. Hopefully that helps. All right, fellas, here we go. Business tip of the day. Yesterday, we talked about how your website is the first line of defense in your business, making sure that you eliminate the tire kickers and the waste of time shitheads from your life that you don't ever have to call and follow up because they opted themselves out. Well, today we're going to talk about the importance of your telefono, okay? Because that to me is the second line of defense or the second line of pre-qualification. Now, disclaimer here, I happen to co-own a company called the Contractor Sales Academy. We've got 100 contractors all over the world that are kicking ass in their sales process, and they use a method called the Shin Fu. You can go to contractorsalesacademy.com and check that out. But I'm telling you right now, all right, like I said yesterday, your first line of defense is your website, right? The second's your phone. So don't, some of you right now, I know you're like, curling up in a ball because you're like, I'd rather just schedule the estimate and then go out there and tell them how great I am. And the thought of you getting on the telephone makes your sphincter do weird things, okay? And that's not what we're after here. So quit being a pussy about this and pick up your fucking telephone, all right? Have a real conversation with somebody about their needs, what's important to them. We call it the motive in our world. What's their motive? And then you're going to talk about budget. Then you're going to talk about, well, what would happen if I came out there and told you that it would be about this amount of money? And then, is, you know, there's other things like who else is involved in the we call it the influencer step. What are the other decision makers? Oh, and then by the way, if I come out there and you don't hire me, I'm going to charge you a consultation fee. And we got people in our group that are charging, you know, $300-$500 to go out and tell people something on site. And again, I'm not going to get into this whole lecture right now about why this is important, because I'm telling you right now, when this is done right, the phone will make you shit tons of money and will save you many, 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 many hours of your time. If you would just slow down, don't be so damn quick to jump in your truck, burn the gas, burn the time, stress yourself out, miss kids' events, steal time from your family. Okay. Don't fuck it up like that. Slow down and quit, you know, quit playing the same typical game that all the other contractors are playing. The other benefit to this, guys, is when you slow down and you have this real conversation with people and you're listening to them, you are going to build a connection with them that your competitors won't. And the right people will hire you and they'll be loyal to you and they will pay your prices. Guys, if you're hearing, oh, when you send bids out, oh my God, that's 10 times more than we thought it was going to be. That was 5 times more than everybody else we talked to, this and that, then you are not using your telephone properly to pre-qualify. You rock. I got to roll. Have a fucking kick-ass day.